Like almost every aspect of public policy response to COVID, the process for getting vaccinated is a mess. This may not seem like a measurement problem, but it is an operational queuing problem, something we work on pretty regularly at Digital Mortar. And I have to say that every state, especially my home state of California, is doing it horribly wrong. It's obvious that the state of California, despite knowing for many months that a vaccine was coming and that they were responsible for distribution, put exactly 0 hours in advance into thinking about how they were going to do it. The result is a fragmented morass of processes that no one could call a system, that encourages people to game what system there is to jump the line, makes it nearly impossible for technologically challenged seniors to register, features horrible websites, crashed call centers, a near total lack of information about who can get vaccinated or where in line anybody is, and fuels the kind of anger that is, rightly, I think, driving a recall of Governor Newsom. The funny thing is that this isn't actually a very hard problem to solve. Let's start with how the system should be set up. It should be a statewide registration system. It should be just for registration, not appointments. That's important. Splitting the two is critical to getting this process right. It should collect name, age, contact, and preferred provider for a shot. Nothing else. Registration should go in waves by priority. Ideally, priority should be determined by the simplest and most important variable in COVID risk, age. Registrations for each wave should be open for at least 2 weeks and should be done as far in advance of the process as possible. During that time, every registration is recorded, and there's no bonus for getting in first. When the period closes, all the registrants in that tier are randomized and given a slot. Each person is then notified of their relative place in line. As vaccine doses become available, the state releases them to counties and providers based on the next batch in line. Those providers get the names, ages, and contact info. Each person is issued an entrance code to be matched to their ID. They and the provider are responsible for making the appointments. Because the system is centralized, each week it can notify people of exactly where they stand in line and how many vaccines are being distributed that week and in the weeks following. By matching anticipated supply to slots, it can let everyone know a general time frame for their vaccination. And because the provider is already designated, the state knows how much to distribute to each county and provider. Amazing how that works out. Everybody knows exactly what's happening. The system is completely fair. It doesn't reward people for being technologically savvy, and it could all have been done before any COVID vaccine ever showed up. Because registration is divorced from appointment setting, this ability to do it all in advance makes it easy to support a wide range of technologies. Websites are obviously critical. Our QMI system enables remarkably easy SMS-based registration for anyone with a smartphone. It really is an ideal piece for a good COVID registration solution. But because the registration period is extensive for each tier and there's no reward for getting in first, in-person, call center, and even mail can be used to supplement web and SMS without disadvantaging anyone. And where web and SMS are used, the state has a built-in contact mechanism that allows it to constantly keep everyone informed about precisely where they are in the process. Nirvana. But hey, it's not like vaccine distribution is important or something we should have expected politicians to be on top of. And besides, it's obvious our governors and public health experts put a massive amount of thought into solving this problem. Everybody knows exactly when it's their turn. Communication has been excellent, and it all seems completely rational and fair. Right? Right. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.